It's time for your Southern Gospel Music News, as brought to you by your friends at the AM Cafe and by sources such as Singing News Magazine, AbsolutelyGospel.com, and SDNScoops.com. Congratulations are in order for the Neelands, who have yet another award to add to their mantle. The Telly Awards has named the Neelands as a Silver Telly winner in the 34th Annual Telly Awards for the music video, Excuse Me, Are You Jesus? With nearly 12,000 entries from all 50 states and 5 continents, the project won the Silver Telly in the Internet Online Video Music Video category. The true-to-life story, put to song by legendary Christian music icons Bill and Gloria Gaither and country music superstar Larry Gatlin, tells the story of a man who makes a startling revelation upon missing his homebound flight. Point Light Pictures was brought to the task of making the story come to life. Kelly Neelan said, and I quote, Point Light Pictures did an amazing job visually telling the story that Bill and Gloria Gaither and Larry Gatlin so eloquently put to music. This award is an honor, and we are grateful to those who voted for the video, end quote. Also in the news, Cody Howard McVeigh, pianist for the Ball Brothers and artist blogger for Singing News, as well as co-host of Harmony Road Gospel TV, married Leah Faith Ball, sister of the Ball Brothers, on March the 30th, 2013. The wedding was held at Liberty Baptist Church in Chickamauga, Georgia, and that happens to be Leah's hometown. The cafe extends a hearty congratulations and best wishes for a lovely life together. Finally, great news for Cathedrals fans. About 6 weeks ago, IMC Concerts and Showcase Management announced a Cathedrals reunion concert in Texas this November, featuring Gerald Wolfe, Mark Trammell, Scott Fowler, Danny Funderburk, and Ernie Haas. Just this week, a second press release was distributed announcing that a Cathedrals family reunion CD will be released at this event. For the first time ever, Scott Fowler, Danny Funderburk, Ernie Haas, Mark Trammell, and Gerald Wolfe will unite their voices together to perform the signature classics of the Cathedrals. Some selections will also feature all 17 voices from the groups, Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, Greater Vision, Legacy 5, and the Mark Trammell Quartet. George Jantz and Glenn Payne will also be included in the album, as their voices will be placed with newly recorded tracks along with the voices of Danny, Ernie, Gerald, Mark, and Scott. Information on the release date and the record company behind the release has not been provided. Funderburk is not currently recording with a major label. Fowler, Trammell, and Wolf are all members of the groups on Day One's roster, and Haas's group is on his own label's roster, Stowtown. And that's your Southern Gospel Music News, as brought to you by your friends at the AM Cafe.